When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi. How's it going?
Pretty good. So, hey, will you walk us through the message you sent us?
Yeah. So, I'm a serial monogamist, and, you know, I'm really into committed relationships.
Right.
And for the last 10 years, I've been back and back with long-term relationships and averaging about a year and a half.
Okay.
And so I met this guy, and we've been in a relationship for a while now, and now I'm kind of stuck in a relationship with him, and I want to try and wean myself out of it because I want to get back in the dating scene. But
so he's more of a friend with benefits, is that?
Yeah, we started off as like friends, and then we became friends with benefits, and now like we're leaning towards relationship, but I don't know how to get out of it because I do want to get back in the dating scene, but I always find myself kind of like just stumbling into these relationships.
Yeah. So your question is, how do I move on from him?
Yes, how do I get out of this situation and get back in the dating scene?
All right, well, cool. Well, we have some people texting in already. If you want to hang out, you know, maybe we can help work through this for you.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Do you think maybe it's as simple as you just break up with him?
I don't understand the big question. I don't know. Maybe
if you're not that into him, then maybe we have that conversation.
Well, Kelly, maybe she is like you.
Yeah.
In that she doesn't have a lot of experience with
Breaking up with people. She always gets dumped?
Exactly.
Ah, gotcha.
So she's not in that role a lot, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah, Chris, just rip the Band-Aid off, sister.
Yeah.
We're going to die like anyway.
It's acceptable to break up if you're no longer really that into him. I mean, I think you're doing him a favor. Don't lead him on.
All right. Anyways, if you want to comment, you can. Facebook, Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Lisa, grow up and tell him the truth. Duh. What's wrong with people?
Thank you, Lisa.
Pretty much says it.
So, Sarah, she wrote us and then we talked to her. She is in a friends with benefits relationship. She's only been in a couple relationships over the past 10 years. Not really sure how to move on from it. That's where we are. Jane texts in and says, tell her to start farting around him. If he stays, he's actually a keeper.
That's great. Except for the fact that I don't know if she wants him to be a keeper.
Exactly.
You know? And then Lily's rolling in saying, OMG. She's like, break his heart. It's kind of fun sometimes.
Oh. All right.
Savage.
All right. All right. I'm going to try to paraphrase David's tweet to us.
Yeah, you need to kind of water that down a little. water it down.
You want me to water it down a little bit?
Maybe incorporate some sound effects.
All right, let me see what I got here. Let me see what I can do with some sound effects.
Family friendly. No. Yeah, maybe that one.
Maybe that one. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So she needs to tell him that she likes his. But she wants more. Hashtag share the wealth.
From other roosters is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So did I paraphrase it?
I think we got it. I think we got the gist. I think we're all on the same page now.
All right. He calls our show and gives us his, and we have no idea if he's actually a doctor.
No, we're just going to say he is our resident expert.
Yeah. Andrew, the love doctor. What do you think?
This woman's killing me. She's got to make a decision. Come on, what's wrong with her? This is what's wrong with society today. She's not into him. Let him go. If you're not into me, just tell me. I'm good with that. If I'm a mature girl, I can take it. I can move on. But her doing that, she's also wanting somebody to come back to in case the dating scene is not so great at the moment.
Yeah.
So I think she's using that as like a, she wants him on the side. She wants her cake and eat it too.
There have been some other people too that have chimed in and said she needs to look at herself and what she's really looking for. Because if she's like, you know, jumping in and out of all these relationships, that she clearly doesn't know what she wants.
Just tell him. It's not that complicated. Lord.
As always, Andrew, the love doctor, you roll in with very sound advice.
You guys are the best. Keep on loving.
All right. Randy texts in and says, friends with benefits isn't really a relationship. That's why it's called friends with benefits. Say you aren't interested in that arrangement anymore and move on. So there you go. If you want to continue commenting, seems pretty simple, but, you know, we put it out there because she asked us. She came to us. So
maybe.
Who are we to turn a blind eye to a listener in need?
You just need to hear it from people like us. Hear us tell you out loud. Just break up with them.
All right. It's fine. If you want to continue commenting or just see what other people have said, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.
That is group therapy.